Task 1. Listen and choose the best answer to fill in each blank. You will listen to the recording twice. Family time is when family members do things together. Ways of spending family time are different for different families, from taking a family vacation in a nice place every year, or planning a family movie night every week, to having one meal together every day. Some families spend time together just by having regular family meetings. Family members can sit together to discuss important issues and make decisions, or just have casual chats. Some people may think it is simple for everyone in the family to get together. However, in many cases, parents as well as children have to adjust their own timetables to make time to be with their family. Family time is important as it helps make the bonds between family members stronger and creates fond memories of happy experiences. Now, listen again. Family time is when family members do things together. Ways of spending family time are different for different families, from taking a family vacation in a nice place every year, or planning a family movie night every week, to having one meal together every day. Some families spend time together just by having regular family meetings. Family members can sit together to discuss important issues and make decisions, or just have casual chats. Some people may think it is simple for everyone in the family to get together. However, in many cases, parents as well as children have to adjust their own timetables to make time to be with their family. Family time is important as it helps make the bonds between family members stronger and creates fond memories of happy experiences. Task 2. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. You will listen to the recording twice. A carbon footprint is the total amount of CO2 produced by human activities. It often also includes the emissions of other greenhouse gases. Although calculating your carbon footprint can be difficult, you can still estimate it based on how big your family is, how much electricity your appliances use, how much you drive or fly, or how much you recycle. Globally, the average carbon footprint per person is more than 4 tons per year. Too much CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere can cause serious problems. It can lead to increasing global temperatures and air pollution, and destroy the natural world. It's not difficult to reduce your carbon footprint. You can do it by making your daily activities eco-friendly. For example, you can take shorter showers. The less hot water you use, the less energy is needed to heat the water. Instead of using your personal car or motorbike, you should use public transport, walk or cycle as much as possible. These simple activities can help reduce your carbon footprint and your impact on the environment. Now, listen again. A carbon footprint is the total amount of CO2 produced by human activities. It often also includes the emissions of other greenhouse gases. Although calculating your carbon footprint can be difficult, you can still estimate it based on how big your family is, how much electricity your appliances use, how much you drive or fly, or how much you recycle. Globally, the average carbon footprint per person is more than 4 tons per year. Too much CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere can cause serious problems. It can lead to increasing global temperatures and air pollution, and destroy the natural world. It's not difficult to reduce your carbon footprint. You can do it by making your daily activities eco-friendly. For example, you can take shorter showers. The less hot water you use, the less energy is needed to heat the water. Instead of using your personal car or motorbike, you should use public transport, walk or cycle as much as possible. These simple activities can help reduce your carbon footprint and your impact on the environment. This is the end of the listening test.